Okie doke.
Well, Chris.
Alright, let's see. You say, what? I was getting ready, I was asking you, what do you say when a person gets sick, you know, becomes ill? What's just a general term that you use for saying he what?
Sick.
He's what?
Sick, ain't he?
You just say he's sick?
Yeah.
Do you ever say take sick or get sick or to be taken sick?
Nah.
Just say he's sick?
He's sick. Because my head took sick phone in, but...
Alright, when a person is, you say a person's got, say a person got a stomach ache, you say he's sick where?
Well, honestly, I have stomach trouble too.
So you say you're sick where?
Stomach?
How do you say it? Well, suppose I was sick in my stomach and you were telling somebody that I was sick.
I know it.
Well, I told you. And you were telling somebody else, what would you say? You'd point to me and say...
He's sick, he got stomach trouble, something like that.
And how would you say? You'd say he's just...
He had stomach trouble.
Okay. What do you call a noisy, prankish celebration after a wedding? For instance, you know, when just after the couple has gotten married and they've gone off by themselves, you know, a bunch of people get together and they start making all sorts of noise and singing up a storm and carrying on. What do you call that after a wedding?
I'm going to go off on a honeymoon.
Oh, all right.
Well, I caught myself now. I don't know where you're going in.
Well, what about when the wedding guests all get together and make lots of noise around them? What do you call that?
Weather?
Wedding guests. You know.
Well, see, like I'm out here. I'm out. I'm getting a trial. Something I'm going. And they enjoy me where I'm going at. I'm mad at
it. When you had your children all around, they weren't all grown up. Sometimes one of them would get maybe a little bit, you know, naughty or something like that, and you wanted to tell him to straighten up and fly right, and in order to do that, did you ever make up somebody, say, a kind of made up person is going to get you, you know, did you ever do that?
Yes, I did.
Well, what kind of what'd you call that thing that you sort of,
I caught it, my temper got too high, and I had to wait my temper come down, I think.
What happened, what did you call this sort of hobgoblin, this made-up thing that you might threaten your children with? For instance, you know, if your child got mad, you say, the such-and-such is going to get you if you don't be good, you know? Mm-hmm. What would you call that? What did you call that kind of made-up?
I got mean, but get her first.
That's all right. She's all right.
I got her. Oh, she's dead and she'll play with you.
I'll keep her busy then.
Yeah, you play with her, man. She'll play with you all day long.
Well, what do you
I call a heifer boy.
A what now? A half?
Kind of a heifer.
A heifer boy.
My kid. You talking about mine, is you?
No, I'm talking about when you wanted to get him to be good and you used a kind of made up person and you sort of said that person was, or that thing was going to get him. Did you ever do that? You know, like saying the boogeyman's going to get you.
Yeah.
Well, did you ever use that?
Yeah.
What kind of, what'd you call the thing that you said was going to get him?
I thought my own humor, you see. Did you ever do a pop say, dude?
What do you say to people at Christmas time?